Sunday, December 15th.
Ah!
I'm so ticked off at Brianna and Miss Penelope right now, I could just scream. But since this whole thing was Mom's stupid idea, it's technically all her fault. You'd think that after giving birth to two children, she would be a more responsible parent. Why in the world would she ask me to take over the family tradition of baking holiday cookies for friends and neighbors? I should have suspected that something was up when Mom started acting really weird at dinner. After setting the table, she just stood there, like a mannequin or something, holding onto my chair and staring at me with this strange look on her face. Mom, kind of freaking me out.
Sigh.
But since I was pretty much starving, I just ignored her and continued to stuff my face. Suddenly, Mom's eyes glazed over and she stopped blinking. This could mean only one thing. She'd somehow suffered a head injury while fixing the meatloaf and needed emergency medical care. Or maybe not. Mom, are you okay? I said through a mouthful of food.
Oh!
She suddenly snapped out of her daze as a big sappy grin spread across her face.
I was just thinking about how wonderful it would be to pass my cookie tradition on to you, so that one day you can share it with your daughter.
Huh? I gasped, almost choking on my mashed potatoes. Why were we talking about babies? Brandon and I hadn't even held hands yet. I was happy Mom had such pleasant memories of baking cookies with me when I was a little kid. Sorry, but I was so not looking forward to baking cookies with my own daughter. Mainly because I had this fear she would be a little terror as punishment for all the headaches I had caused my mom. That's when Mom placed her hands on my shoulders and looked into my eyes.
Nikki, will you make the Christmas cookies this year? It would mean so very much to me.
My gut reaction was to scream, Mom, stop it! You're scaring me! But instead, I just shrugged, swallowed a hunk of meatloaf, and muttered, okay. I mean, how hard could baking cookies be? Moms do it all the time, right? After dinner was over, Mom handed me the cookie recipe so I could get started. Then she headed for the mall to finish up her Christmas shopping. The thing that bothered me most was that Mom had very conveniently left out an important detail. I had to bake cookies with Brianna. I tried to cook a gourmet dinner with Brianna back in September, and it was a total disaster. And I was still haunted by the horrible memory of making homemade ice cream at Thanksgiving and both Brianna and Dad getting their tongues stuck on the metal ice cream thingy. Brianna came skipping into the kitchen.
Hi, Nikki. Guess what? Me and Miss Penelope are here to help you bake cookies.
I was like, just great. I knew I had to keep Brianna really busy so she wouldn't get in my way or do something predictably dangerous. Like stuff Miss Penelope in the microwave on the popcorn setting to see if she would magically turn into a bucket of popcorn. So to distract Brianna, I asked her to go find me two cookie sheets. Things got off to a great start. I had measured all the ingredients and was about to start mixing. That's when Brianna started making so much noise, it sounded like a construction worksite.
Clank, bang, clunk, clang.
Brianna, I can barely hear myself think. Stop making all that noise before you make my head explode, I yelled. Her eyes lit up.
Really? This noise will make your head explode? Cool. Clank, bang, clunk.
Brianna, knock it off, or I'm calling Mom, I threatened.
Look at me,
she said, doing the robot around the kitchen.
I'm the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz.
Sorry, Brianna. You're not the Tin Man, I muttered. You need a brain. That would make you the Scarecrow.
Nikki, I do got a brain, she huffed. See?
She opened her mouth really wide and pointed. I pulled out a chair from the kitchen table and set it in front of her. Just sit here and don't move like a good little Tin Man. Just pretend you're rusting or something, okay? I mixed the cookie ingredients together, rolled out the dough, and made little Christmas trees with Mom's cookie cutters. Then I placed the cookies in the oven. When I turned around, Brianna was licking the spoon.
Brianna, don't lick the spoon. I need to use it to make this last batch of cookies.
It's Miss Penelope's fault, not mine. She's tasting the cookie dough to make sure it's not nasty. She says you're really good at drawing, but your cooking stinks.
I could not believe Miss Penelope was talking trash about me like that, especially since she wasn't even a real, human. I thought about grabbing the rolling pin and giving Miss Penelope something really nasty to taste. But instead, I decided to chillax by watching TV in the family room while my cookies baked for 13 minutes. It hadn't been more than 5 minutes when I thought I smelled something burning. I rushed back into the kitchen and Brianna was standing near the stove with this really guilty look on her face. The oven temperature had been changed from 350 degrees to broil. This is what happened.
I told Miss Penelope not to turn the oven on high, but she wanted the cookies to get done fast because she is really hungry.
I opened the windows to clear out all the smoke and hoped the fire department wouldn't show up.
OMG, I'll just die if my face ends up plastered on the front page of the city newspaper.
Westchester News, Monday, December 16th. Baking fiasco. Holiday tradition goes up in smoke. No cookies this year. Teen fails. By Very Embarrassing. Me plastered across the front page. This little baking project was a complete and utter disaster. Now I have to call Mom and break the news that she needs to stop by the grocery store on her way home from the mall. Because this year, thanks to Brianna and Miss Penelope, all our friends and family members will be receiving holiday cookies baked in a hollow tree by those little Keebler elves. I'm just saying. I can't believe that we actually start ice skating in gym class tomorrow. Soon, I'll be gliding across the ice and doing double axel jumps like the pros. I plan to go to bed an hour early tonight, so I'll be alert and well-rested. It's going to be weird hanging around Brandon now that I know his situation. I'm still really worried about him. But I think I'm starting to like him even more.